There are consequences to sin. God's grace is greater than all my sins, and I've received forgiveness for everyone. But the consequences of my sins, in some instances, remain with me. The story of the Bible is the story of man, how man fell from grace, and how each of us are born into this world sinners. We are in need of a work of grace of God in our lives, that we may be forgiven from the deeds of sins. But the consequences of the sins of mankind are always with us, and we see them all the time around us. This is what God said to Adam and Eve after they had sinned. It's found in Genesis, the 3rd chapter and the 16th verse. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In sorrow shall you bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you. And unto Adam he said, because you have listened unto the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In sorrow shall you eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to you, and you shall eat of the plants of the field. In the sweat of your face shall you eat bread, till you return unto the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and unto dust shall you return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. The Lord God said, look, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Consequences. The cursing of the ground. Oh, what horrible consequences. All because of an act of disobedience. God was very truthful with him. He said, do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for in the day you eat of it, you will die. See, Satan is very clever. The deception that we will become like gods was true. God said, behold, the man is becoming as one of us to know good and evil. But we didn't become like gods. In fact, we lost our immortality, but we did come to know good and evil. And the Lord God said, take away the tree of life, the man will die. And so from that moment, they began dying. And Adam and Eve were driven out of the garden, forbidden to enter back in, so that they could not take of the tree of life. And these consequences have come down to us in this day. Oh, are we in need of grace? The first act of God's grace to Adam and Eve after they sinned was to make them coats of skins, to take away the fig leaf that they had tried to cover themselves with, and he clothed them. But death had entered into the world, and now God would begin his work of redemption of mankind. Let's pray. Father, I don't pretend to understand everything about what happened to our first parents. I just know this. In Adam, we all die because of his disobedience and the broken relationship that was there. And I need your grace to restore that relationship in my life. And I believe in the promise of Jesus Christ that those who believe in him, even though we die in this world, we shall live forever in the next. In Jesus' name, amen.